Today, let's talk about the pros and cons of something you've all heard about and perhaps even invested in. I'm talking about certificates of deposit, also known as CDs. I'm going to first give you a primer on CDs and talk about where you can find the best rates and discuss the benefits of them. Then I'm going to tell you why CDs aren't always the best thing for your long-term investment portfolio and why you may prefer investing in stocks and bonds. Once you know the pros and cons, I hope you'll become a better judge of when CDs are right for you and when you're better off with other assets. So let's start with the primer on CDs. They're typically offered by banks and credit unions. Very simply, they are savings certificates that entitle owners to receive interest on their deposits. By investing in a CD, you lock in a set rate of interest for a specific period of time. They usually come with terms ranging of 3 months to 5 years. And as of early this week, average national rates on CDs ranged from 0.37% for a 3-month maturity to 1.72% for a 5-year maturity. But averages don't always mean a lot. For instance, the annual percentage yield, or APY, on a 3-month CD currently ranges from 0.25% to 1.75%. If you're willing to do just a little bit of research, you can get a much higher rate, especially with online CDs. Online, the highest rates on a 1-year CD is 2.75%, and the highest 5-year is about 3.5%. With both rates well above those national averages of about 1% and 1.75%. So watch out for this average business. Go out online and search for the best that you can. If you want to know where to find the best CD rates, there's a couple of sites. Of course, we have a link on our website, which is stevepomerantz.com, and also bankrate.com as well. We'll send you in the right direction. Now, CDs are issued by banks, so they come with FDIC insurance up to $250,000. Your money is very safe and secure in CDs with no loss of principal and a guaranteed rate of interest, even if interest rates fall or rise for the broader economy. This safety of capital makes CDs very attractive for cases where you absolutely don't want the risk of losing that money. Examples may be saving for a down payment on a house or paying for your child's college tuition fees in the short term. This is money you do not want to put at risk, so a CD gives you that safety while also giving you a modest return. CDs offer a level of safety and surety that you can't get with stocks because markets are volatile and your investments could be underwater when you need to withdraw them. CDs also give you a much better rate of return than simply leaving your money in a savings deposit. As of November, the national average yield on savings accounts was 0.09%, which is an absolute pittance compared to the 0.92% national average on CDs. Now, for capital that you might soon require and do not want to risk, you're better off investing in a short-term CD than simply leaving the money in a savings account or exposing it to the volatility of the stock market, that's for sure. Now to some of the drawbacks. CDs almost always have clauses and restrictions such as minimum investment amounts. Most CDs also charge early withdrawal fees and penalties, which limit their liquidity. For instance, if you have unforeseen expenses and you need to break your CD, you could end up losing all the interest you've earned thus far. You may even lose some of your capital to withdrawal penalties. Here's an example. If you close a 2-year CD prematurely, one major U.S. bank will charge you 12 months of interest, essentially decimating your return. So read withdrawal terms very carefully before you open a CD. Now, the upside of withdrawal penalties is that you will think twice before you withdraw that money, and you're more likely to leave it invested for its earmarked purposes. When you put your money into a CD, you're locked into a fixed annual yield, but this is not to your advantage when interest rates are set to rise, such as the environment we find ourselves in right now with the Federal Reserve poised to continue raising rates. Now, to understand this point, consider this example. Assume you buy a 5-year CD today with a yield of 3.5%. 1 year down the road, let's say 5-year CD rates are at 5%. Well, you have two choices. Either you can stick with your 3.5% CD for the remaining 4-year term, or you can liquidate the CD, pay the withdrawal penalty, and reinvest the proceeds. Neither of these is a very appealing choice. So it really doesn't make sense to lock into a long-term CD when rates are rising because your returns could be lower. Now, fortunately, there is a solution. It's called laddering. And here's how it works. Let's say you like the safety of CDs and want to keep your $10,000 emergency fund in CDs, but you're aware that the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates and you don't want inflation to eat into your emergency cash. So, as opposed to putting all of the $10,000 into a 1 or 2 year CD, you could put $2,500 into a 6 month CD, $2,500 in a 1 year, $2,500 into an 18 month, and $2,500 into a 2 year. You see, you're staggering the maturities or laddering the maturities. 6 months from now, you could reinvest the proceeds from the 6 month CD at a higher rate, if rates are higher, of course. 12 months from now, you could also reinvest the proceeds from your 1 year CD at an even higher rate, and so on. With laddering, you get the safety benefit of CDs, and you do not lose out as much to rising interest rates and inflation. Historically, returns on CDs have been significantly less than returns in stocks and bonds over long periods of time. Moreover, in a rising inflation and interest rate environment such as we have now, money invested in CDs could lose purchasing power if inflation exceeds the yield on your CD. And this is true even today. The national average CD rate is about 1%, we'll say, which is well below the inflation rate of about 2%. So your money in a one-year CD is actually losing purchasing power over the next 12 months. Now, if you really need to safeguard this money, lockbox it, so to speak, over short periods of time, it's okay to forego that loss in purchasing power. But if you're putting money into CDs purely as a long-term investment, you're truly better off looking at stocks and bonds. Consider this. If you take $100,000 in retirement savings and invest in a 5-year CD at the average rate of 1.75%, your money will grow to $108,900 approximately. Over the same period, you need $110,000 in inflation-adjusted dollars. So your returns from the CD aren't even enough to keep pace with inflation. And we're not even talking about taxes here. That's the pre-tax amount of money you'll have. On the other hand, the same $100,000 invested in stocks may have grown to $137,000 if it consistently experienced a 6.5% annual return every year, assuming reinvestment of the dividends. With stocks, you may have earned $28,000 more over a 5-year span in this hypothetical scenario. And that might be a strong case to not invest in CDs for you, provided, and this is important, you don't need the cash for emergency or other necessary short-term needs. Okay, and finally with CDs, you can receive payouts either monthly, quarterly, or annually, or reinvest the interest. Irrespective of the payout option you choose, interest on CDs is part of your ordinary income, and you've got to pay taxes on it each year, whether you take the interest or you reinvest it, it doesn't matter. If you opt to reinvest the interest, you're still on the hook for taxes, as I said. Never mind that it's a 5-year CD and you've received no payouts every year. Now, had you left your money in stocks over 5 years and it had received this 6.5% rate of return, of course, it's no guarantee, you wouldn't have to pay taxes until you liquidate. And even if you liquidated at a loss, you could deduct your losses. So in summary, laddered CDs are a good way to hold capital that you need to tap into over the next few years, even at the risk of losing some purchasing power to inflation. But if you're wanting investment growth for the long term, you may want to look elsewhere.